This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio hideout designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories as we end week 8. Yes, week 8 of the national lockdown. Facebook breaks dozens of apps. And it leads into some of the stuff I'm going to talk about tonight. Airbnb hosts are in revolt. The FCC is being called out, saying they need to reconsider broadband deployment. And Comcast, not surprisingly, does not want to open up hotspots. I want to welcome you to episode 1445 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, May 7th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Lost my place. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, we are live once again at live.geeknewscentral.com, geeknewscentral.com/live. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Twitch. I don't think we're on Mixer tonight. It didn't look like the stream over there came up online. But really, I'm basically live everywhere we can be. I'm watching the stream on Facebook. And again, if you're watching on Facebook, we're going to get a little bit rowdy tonight. So check in, say hello. Don't go anywhere. This first 15 to 20 minutes of the show is going to be well worth your hanging around. For those of you that are brand new to the show, if you're here for the very, very first time, we want you to take just literally like 2 minutes and get over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, get subscribed to the podcast. It's very simple. It's all there in the right-hand column of the website. Click the button with your mobile device and get subscribed via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. We are where you are with your mobile phones. Basically, depends. If you're younger and you like Spotify, you can listen on Spotify. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. The Google Podcasts app's fantastic. Actually did a whole bunch of stuff on Google Podcasts here over the last couple of days, but had the Google team in. So many of you don't care about that, but the new media show from Wednesday was over the top. But get subscribed to the newsletter when you're on the website as well. And of course, you can listen to this show at blueberry.com or on your smart home device. Just say the magic word to get that device to recognize that you're talking to it. And say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can join our chat room. There's 3 places, geeknews.chat. We're on Slack. Got to send me an email, geeknews@gmail.com, if you want to be a part of our Slack team. And on Discord, the Discord link is in the show notes at geeknewscentral.com. You can always contact me via email, again, by the address, geeknews@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, @geeknews. Pretty simple, yeah? There's a theme there, right? @geeknews, because yes, I am the geek. You can follow me on Facebook. Just search my name, Todd Cochran. Of course, partner shows are all linked at geeknewscentral.com. Include the GNC Week in Review by Kurt Corliss, the executive producer of this show. The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, that just came out with episode 445, I think, today. The Pro Gear Site, written by my team. The New Media Show, co-hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee. 17,000 podcasters listen to the New Media Show. Podcast Legends, a show that's largely extinct, but you can listen to some cool interviews over there. And Podcast Insider, our weekly show at blueberry.com. You can always pick up Ohana gear, because yes, you're all Ohana. You're part of the family here at cafepress.com/Ohana store. And this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. And that's our friends at GoDaddy. So I tell you, got the numbers in from GoDaddy. Ooh, we need you all to step up. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But hey, we've got the deals. And you have the time, and we're going to save you some money. And matter of fact, today, I renewed a hosting account that I had picked up a year ago that I've been running some test data through. We've been playing around some stuff. So I used my own promo code a year ago to get the site, and I renewed it today for $109. So that first year is $12. The second year, it's $109. So that just gives you an idea what it's going to cost after the first year. But this is still under 10 bucks a month. Under 10 bucks a month, you can get online and have your own website after the first year. The first year costs you $12. Okay. The first year costs you $12 to get started. $1 a month. Economy or managed WordPress hosting includes a free domain, which when the free domain renews at, it's $8.49 for the year. So that's what you're kind of looking at for year two, year three, and so forth. But still, for under 10 bucks a month, you're online and building a business, building a presence. If it doesn't work out in the first year, you cancel. Okay. You're out 12 bucks. Get started today. All these codes are geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Or get a 30% off new product purchase using my promo code again on the website. Or $499.com if you're a brand new customer at GoDaddy, new or transferred. We're going to save you some money there on a new or transfer domain. Business owner, you can try out free trial of GoDaddy. Website builder, your choice of personal, business, and business plus plans. That's a 1 month, again, 1 month free trial. So all these codes are available to you to use to get online, do something cool. I had a couple of domains that actually renewed today. There's some domains I've held for many, many years when I was living in Guam the first time. That was back in, second time, 94, I think, something like that, 91, 94. Probably 91, 94. So Hafadai.com, that domain renewed today. Anyone who wants to buy that, that bad boy is for sale. If anybody knows anybody in Guam, we'll sell it to you. But again, all my promo codes are available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can save cash courtesy of me. And every dime that comes in from that sponsorship, comes in from donations, goes to taking care of this and paying the writers and everything that goes along with it. So we definitely appreciate your ongoing support of GoDaddy. And share my codes and with your friends, family, and family members, people that you know, and so forth. Hey, if you are watching, and we've had some people come and go already on Facebook, they probably didn't want to see the sponsor spot. That's okay. They're going to miss the best spot. If you're watching on Facebook now, please check in, say hello. And I think I've irritated a few people. But here's the deal. I have just kind of decided this is my show. I'm going to be a little less constrained. And you all may laugh a little bit, but sometimes I constrain myself. But I am going to be a little less constrained. It may irritate some people. I'm hoping that, I wish Sal, remember, some of you remember Sal from New York? I wish Sal was around. We wish we could find Sal and get him back in the audience and play tug of war with me a little bit. But I'm going to be a little less constrained on the show going forward. So that means maybe a few more opinions. And hopefully you'll appreciate that. And hopefully you will get some interaction with you when you disagree with me. But I'm going to start today off with just a little bit of a rant. On this show, and for the past 15 years, I've always said that if you're going to build a business, build a brand, do something online, you had best do it on land that you own. In other words, Geek News Central is my platform. GeekNewsCentral.com is my platform. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I've got a couple other websites that I can use to my disposal that I have editorial access to provide my commentary and input. I rarely have time now to get on my personal site, on some of the subsidiary sites, and write my own opinion pieces because I just don't have the time. Facebook is convenient for me, and oftentimes more people are looking at stuff that's going on in Facebook. But what we're starting to see, and I'm starting to hear from more and more people, they're getting pissed off because people's comments and stuff they link to are getting shut down for community guidelines. And when someone gets blacklisted or someone gets a timeout from Facebook for community guidelines, I'm going to break the show rules here. Tough shit. When you get broke down and you get put on Facebook probation because they have flagged your account for violation of community guidelines, I'm just going to tell you, tough shit. Because we've been telling you for years You are a guest on their platform and they can do what they want to do. If they want to shut you off, they can shut you off. I've talked about it in this show. I was at Dragon Con last year and I was sitting in the back of the room keeping my mouth shut while I listened to a group of folks that had been devoiced and penalized by social media. And no, they weren't a bunch of conservatives. They were African Americans, and they were pissed that they were being silenced and their opinions were being shut down and their channels and their groups and their pages were being taken away. What were they doing? Protesting. Were they protesting anything crazy? Nope. Their opinion and their right to do so. Yet, Facebook and their community guidelines blocked them, shut them down. But some of you are starting to feel it yourself. Some of you have seen some of your posts lately be flagged for community guidelines and taken off. So this post you made violates community guidelines, and we do not agree with you, and we are blocking you. Yet, people on social media are unwilling to even consider they're being manipulated. I'm willing to use my intelligence, of which I hope I have some. I survived 25 years in the United States Navy, made senior chief. Did a lot of cool shit I can't ever talk about. I built a business from ground up and have a successful company that's got all the employees employed right now. I don't think that was luck. I hope a little bit of that was luck. A lot of it was, I hope, talent of my team and the people I surrounded myself with. Yet I see stuff being people being unable to think on their own, and they're like little sheep and believing everything they're told. If you believe everything that you're hearing on mainstream media today, I'm just going to be honest. Shame on you. Please, please, please start thinking. Is this what someone wants you to know? I understand there's a lot of crazy things going out there. There's a lot of theories. There's a lot of conspiracy theories. It is conspiracy theory, hay down party time. Because everyone's got an opinion, theories. But here's the simple facts. People are dying. People are getting sick. Some people have been sick, didn't get sick. Some people don't know they've ever were sick. Yet, anytime, and I don't care if you wear a mask or not. I have a mask here. When I go out, I go to, or to wherever, I change this. I've got 25 of these now. I think this is a third one I've used because I don't go to public places very much. When I go to a Home Depot or I go to the grocery store or wherever, I personally choose to wear a mask. Is it protecting me? Who knows? Some say you're going to get sick if you wear it. Some people say you're not going to get sick. But I do know this. If I didn't wear it, anytime someone takes a picture and say, hey, there's somebody that's not wearing a mask, and it causes this, oh my God, look at that person. And then there's other people that don't like to wear a mask. But a simple thing is a mask. A simple thing is a mask. It's causing division across the entire country. A stupid thing is a mask. There's going to be people that are not going to wear a mask. If you are one that wants to wear a mask, great. If you don't want to be exposed to people that don't wear a mask, I think you're going to have to stay home. Because there's going to be a segment of the population that are not going to wear a mask no matter what you tell them. I'm not picking a side. I'm wearing a mask when I go into a public place. You do what you want to do. And I'm going to follow all the social separation rules. I'm going to wash my hands and do what I have to do. Honestly, I don't care. I don't care if you wear a mask or not. Stay in your home if you so choose. If you have to go to work and your family is starving, I understand. But what I have found, because I spend a fair amount of time on Facebook because I have to, because of my business and because I'm looking at groups and forums of people that are involved in my industry asking for help and helping to get started in podcasting, and we are as busy as we have ever been. I got so sick and beep tired of some of the stuff I was seeing on Facebook. I was putting people on vacation. You know that 30-day vacation thing you can do? I'm on round three. People have come off their 30-day vacation. I put them on vacation again. I've come back and they're off vacation like the last couple of days. And they're saying the same thing. And I am literally sick and tired of hearing it. I put them on vacation again. I put a post out today on Facebook that had some responses that makes me fully understand that people are not fully reading what people write, and they want to misconstrue and misthink anything. So let me read to you, and I got to load it up. Let me read to you. And again, if you're a friend of mine and you're listening to this show and you made the comment on Facebook, great. And if we agreed to disagree, great. That's what this country is all about. So I said in my post, hey, I yelled in caps, wake up. Those of you having stuff taken down to a Facebook community guidelines, it's, again, I shouted, time to take control of your voice. And I did a little promo for GoDaddy. I said, get a managed WordPress site from GoDaddy, a free domain. For $12 for the first year, start a blog, post what you want, and link to it from Facebook. They can't take your site down, your post, and or your media offline when it's your site. And I said, now you know why I've been saying this for years. Follow my link and get going today. Because everyone's complaining. I'm getting taken down by Facebook. They're taking me offline. They're unlinking my stuff. My first response, the first email, George, if you're listening, he says, of course it depends heavily on exactly what guidelines are being broken. Like if your stuff is being taken down because it's disinformation, fraudulent, hate speech, or the like, then screw off. Hate speech. I don't see much hate speech going on and posts are being taken down right now. Disinformation, fraudulent. And my response says, what you consider disinformation may be someone else's opinion. And Philip says, interesting response. Who gets to decide? May I decide which of your posts are okay? This is a slippery slope, my friend. On my site, on Todd's site, on Todd Cochran's site, I replied to Phil, said, if you have your own website, you can say whatever you want without the fear of being shut down for community guidelines. It's your site. You say what you want to say. It's on you and any consequences from that. Phil says, hey, I saw that on your post. Thank you for the info. Are there any other valid options for Facebook? I don't care about Facebook. Facebook, we're guests on Facebook. I'm live streaming as guest on Facebook. I'm surprised they haven't shut me down tonight for community guidelines violations, talking about their community guidelines. How many of you have rented before and had a person that you really got pissed off over your landlord? I've got an employee right now who's got sewer issues. Had a plumber come in, and because the guy was too expensive, his landlord said, well, I'm going to have someone come in on Sunday and fix your sewer. That's not a landlord you want. And fortunately, my employee today got approved for his own home loan, and he will be buying his own home and double fingering that landlord. Facebook is kind of like your landlord. They decide what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. Twitter's the same. YouTube is the same. Michael Ray says it's best. People need their own land. If you have stuff you want to share, you can do it through email. You just bypass all these clowns. Stan says it's like anything else. Unless you're on the platform that you're writing on, you don't have control of the words that you put on that platform. A website and a blog is just that. You bought the domain and you create the porter. That is how anything in this society really works. Ryan Ozawa, him and I don't always get along. I posted something on his Facebook page today that he probably didn't like, but he came over and he greeted me. He said, definitely a fan of owning your own domain and running your own site. But remember that given the right pressure, even GoDaddy or another web host or even a domain registrar can take you off. They can take your website offline, but they can't take your domain. And you can go somewhere else and do business with someone else if you have a social justice campaign done against your website. But that's rare. Rare. So my point here is, I think I've already made the point. People are getting really pissy and reporting people for all kinds of crazy stuff on Facebook and other platforms. And like I said, I'm going to be a little less constrained. I believe in the pursuit of the fundamentals of this country, life, happiness, and the pursuit of happiness. I think that's did I say it right? I think that's the right phrase, or maybe out of sequence a little bit. And I love the flag, don't tread on me. I really, really do. We are in unprecedented times. And I am not a virologist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a chemist. I'm not a physician. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm not a drug expert. I'm some dude that loves technology and loves to podcast and love to have people be able to give their own creative opinions, whether they are right or wrong, and do whatever they want on their own podcast and express their freedom of speech. That's what I am. I'm not a doctor. I have my own opinions on things. Am I an expert? Nope. Don't claim to be. Never will. And we have a bunch of doctors, a bunch of virologists, a bunch of people in this country right now that can't agree on shit. They really can't. And I think a lot of it, what really is sickening, is a lot of opinion by doctors ends up being a little political. Doctors need to give us the facts and stop being politicians. Stay in your swim lane. Tell us what you know and nothing else. And have your opinions vetted. Because you all can't agree on anything. So here's what I'm going to do. Those of you that have hung out with me this far, and if you've checked in, thanks. Here's what I'm going to do. Todd's going to do Todd. Todd's going to be safe. Todd's going to social distance. He's going to wash his hands. He's going to protect his employees by keeping them home. Todd's going to wear a mask when I go to the supermarket. Whether you wear a mask, I don't care. Todd's going to do Todd. Am I going to continue to live life? Yes. Am I going to be hanging out with 50 people at a party? Nope. I'm 55. Hey, I'm willing to gamble on a lot of things, but I'm going to do measured risk. But does that mean I'm going to stay in the shell and hang and hide? Nope, I'm not. Am I going to endanger other people? Nope, I'm not. But Todd's going to do Todd, and you do you. If you come too close to me and I don't know you, I'm going to ask you to back up. Am I going to be a little germaphobe? Yep, I am. Do I believe any of the doctors? None of them. Is there a lot of misinformation out there? Yes, on both sides. So I'm going to do me. If I get sick, God help me. But I'm going to do what I can do to protect myself. And who knows? Who knows if these masks are protecting me or protecting you? We don't know. There's 25 opinions by 25 different doctors. Hell, the Surgeon General can't even get it straight. So that's where I'm at. People are getting too pissy. And if you are scared to death, stay home. I will say this. My company went out and bought PPE. We're following the guidelines. We went out. We can't open. We're not planning on opening. So we went out and bought PPE. We bought ordered masks. Oh, my God. Can't get as many as we want. Ordered hand sanitizer from a brewery that's making hand sanitizer now, and it doesn't smell that great, but it's, you know, we got hand sanitizer to do the job. We ordered the thermometer so we can measure people's temperatures as they come in the door. That hasn't arrived yet. But we owned what we needed. We bought what we were told to buy. And we'll have, if we do open, which I don't know if we will, maybe we'll stay home the rest of the year. I got employees that have roommates that have underlying conditions and that type of stuff. So not only do we have to protect our employees, we have to protect our employees' family members too. But if you've got an opinion and you want to talk about what you want to talk about, then go over to GoDaddy, support this show, and buy a domain name or buy a hosting account. Set up your own website. And be as unconstrained as you want. Now, with that said, words have consequences, just like this show. If I say something on here, I'm going to lose somebody. Someone got pissed off during this dialogue today, and they're gone. They're never going to come back. But this is the thing about this show. This is our show. And if you have an issue, you email me and tell me you have an issue with me or a problem, and we will talk about it on the air. I get the last word because I've got the mic. But you've got the last choice because you can unsubscribe. Now, I don't want to put you on Facebook vacation number 4, but some people have way too much time on their hands and they're spending way too much time on Facebook getting freaked out. Here's my suggestion for everyone. We can take a little bit of control back from Facebook, right? Take a vacation from Facebook. Don't give them your eyeballs for a week. You will be much healthier over it. You really, really will. You'll feel better. Now, we want you to watch the show. You can watch on YouTube too, right? Let's look. How many people we got on YouTube tonight? Let me see. Not too many. Oh, celebrities? The epic guys say, what about celebrities? Well, yeah, celebrities are celebrities. They're all dumb. You know what thing about celebrities? They put their underwear on the same way we do, or panties, or pants, or shoes, and socks. They have to get up in the morning and have their constitutional. Some of them are not as educated as many people are. Some of them are more educated. It runs the gambit, right? Their opinion is in my opinion, of no more value than anybody else's. They have a bigger platform, and some of them get paid one heck of a lot more money than the rest of us, but that's that. Now, the important part. Had a tough month last month with sponsorship, and it would be expected because many of you are unemployed and cannot and do not want or need a website. because we're finding out who does and who doesn't, and who's going to take my advice and who's not. But I'm asking you to seriously consider an insider donation. Doesn't matter. $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, $25 a month. $2 is great. If everyone did a $2 donation to this show, it would be incredible. Even 50%. 50% of you did a $2 a month monthly donation, we could do incredible things. And so I hope that you'll consider helping and geek out. And some of you are like, I'm not giving that guy a dime ever. He's an asshole. So anyway, should we get into the tech? Should I get off my soapbox a little bit? Some of you left on Facebook. You didn't want to hear this. Oh my God. I must have really upset some people. Dan, Marty, Daryl, thanks so much. Marty says, I've been saying this for years. Get your own website and put your links with posts onto social. This protects your content copyright at all. Daryl says, I'm with you, Todd. If you want to wear one, fine. If you don't want to, don't. I chose not to wear one. I will say those that wear a mask driving with no one else in the vehicle now, that is just, I don't wear my mask while I'm driving. My God, Daryl. That wouldn't be cool. But when I get out and go into a business, I'm wearing one. And it's your choice if you don't want to. But I may stay in a little bit further away from you. But that's my choice. All right? We're still going to be friends, right? Okay. Well, anyway, let's move on. In most of you are listening. Are you shaking your head yes or shaking your head no? This is the beauty about this show. You can email me later. Even those that are watching live, they're doing the I don't want to call you all the troll room because you're not trolls. We don't have any trolls on this show per se. I wish we did. It'd be more fun. But let's move on here. So this kind of leads, it's kind of interesting how my brain is all day kind of smoldering. And then I get on here and Kirk has done the show prep and I find an article that fits so tightly into the conversation that I absolutely love it. Now check this out. Now we spent 30 minutes getting to the juice. Probably going to have a long show, folks, tonight. I've been doing that a lot. So here's the juice. This is how the stars align for this podcast. Why a small Facebook bug wreaked havoc on some of the most popular iOS apps. Facebook has an SDK, and for some reason, Spotify, TikTok, Pinterest, Venmo, DoorDash, Tinder, the Walmart app, Google, Bumble, and SoundCloud all crashed. All crashed because the folks at Facebook updated their software development kit.
Attention, all shoppers. Your Walmart app is now not working because Facebook updated their page.
Spotify, TikTok, Pinterest, Venmo, DoorDash, Tinder, the Walmart app, Google, Bumble, and SoundCloud. Someone over there should be fired for the simple fact that their app failed because Facebook made a change. How do you design something for your business? TikTok, the most popular video creation app in the universe right now. Everyone's stuck at home doing stupid TikTok videos. How do you make an app that is reliant on Facebook for it to work? To me, every time someone says to me and stuff that we build, should we integrate with them? My question always is, what happens if they go down? Will we be affected? Yeah. No, we're not integrating with them. Or, and even it even applies to my WordPress plugin. I use the reverse psychology. I got 75,000 content creators globally using our PowerPress plugin for WordPress. It is by far the most popular podcasting plugin in existence. In 2 weeks' time, 30,000 people updated their websites when we made an update. 30,000 reacted in 2 weeks, and then trickles on, it gets more people catch up. If Blueberry, if I was to call my CIO, and if he would actually listen to me, which he wouldn't, and I would tell him, turn off all the servers. Turn off the servers. Turn off the backups. Turn down the CDN. Shut it all off. Flip the off switch. Now, first, he wouldn't do it. But if I told him to do that, our 75,000 PowerPress users would keep on ticking. They wouldn't see it. They wouldn't see anything. They would notice when they tried to upload to us that, oh, we can't connect with them. But their sites would stay up. Their apps would stay up. And they wouldn't be affected if I turned off the lights. No one else does that. But we did. Why? You got to plan for the worst and hope for the best. So Spotify, TikTok, Pinterest, Venmo, DoorDash, Tinder, the Walmart app.
Walmart shoppers, please wait for 25 minutes to try your app again because we're waiting for Facebook.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I'd be like, you're fired. Because you were too stupid to not get that straight to begin with. You're fired. See how things kind of tie in? Why would you have a company be reliant upon someone else? Especially a company like Facebook who can turn me off right now. Take my account away and say, oh, he violated community guidelines. He was disparaging Facebook. Round and round. You know that song? Round and round. I can't even sing it. I wish I could. I wish I could hit that song right now. Round and round. And everything goes around. You know, you guys know that song, right? Well, that's something we have to have on the show here. Some sort of theme that's like that, round and round. Because Airbnb hosts are so pissed off at Airbnb, guess what they're doing? They're building their own direct booking websites in revolt. Woo-hoo! So, first of all, those of you that have Airbnbs and speculated and bought two or three rental units and filled them with Airbnb hosts, sorry. That's the price of doing business. That's the risk you run. It sucks to be you. I understand. Because I'm hearing Airbnb hosts that have a whole bunch of properties are now in dire straits because guess what they can't do? They can't pay their mortgages. Oh, do you think that this shutdown is not going to affect the mortgage market and having all of a sudden mortgage failures? You thought 2008 was bad. Stand by. Should you sell your house right now if you're thinking about selling your house? I would. So Airbnb hosts are building their own direct booking websites in revolt. Short-term rental hosts are launching their own direct booking websites to ever diversify their business after years of mounting frustration with companies such as Airbnb. Although some of the websites were already in the works, many hosts have prioritized them as coronavirus pandemic spread, widespread cancellations, and many grew unhappy with Airbnb's reimbursement policies. Well, dun-da-da-dun, it's not just Airbnb, it's hotels. Competition from these new direct booking services represent the latest challenge for Airbnb, which has endured a tough 2020. The company had lined up bankers to lead a public offering, good luck with that, which would test whether Airbnb could live up to its $31 billion private market valuation. But as a coronavirus decimated travel around the world, company instead raised $2 billion in new debt funding at a valuation of $18 billion. Woo, boy, ka-ching, that went downhill. And announced major cost-cutting initiatives, including laying off 25% of its staff, or nearly 1,900 employees. Now, you hate it for the employees, but when you're, it goes back to, again, here's how this interlaces. Man, we're two for two tonight. People that own rentals were 100% reliant on Airbnb to put butts in their houses to rent their places. That was their business strategy with no fallback. Oh, we're just going to let Airbnb do the work. You are Not only are you susceptible to Airbnb's changing policies, refunding policies, all that stuff, you're now screwed. Because you relied on someone else for your business model. If you don't own the platform upon which your stuff is rented, you can't control anything. And you're screwed. You're at their mercy. They drive the market price for your property, for your rent, for your income. Are you guys getting the point here a little bit? Now, you would have been screwed anyway with this coronavirus thing, right? Things would have been tough. It's still tough. But if you at that stage, your only way to get a booking, and maybe you're one of those people that really don't have, you know, you're flying underneath the radar in your municipality like many do in Hawaii. So you watch foreclosures on lots of, there's going to be some deals. There's going to be some deals on some condos and all houses because people are going to be bailing on these things because they have no choice because they're going to get foreclosed on or the bank's going to get them. Watch, 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 watch. How long can those folks sustain no rent coming in? Isn't that interesting? Todd's philosophy again comes back. Maybe it's not just my philosophy. But sure is curious, isn't it? All right. So two down. Senator Ed Markey. I don't even know who this guy is. Oh, Senator Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, announced a new bill that required the FCC to study how the novel coronavirus pandemic has affected the lives of people who are using the internet to learn and work from home. This bill is a part of a larger push for more broadband availability as a response to the ongoing pandemic. Now, I'm going to be very, very frank. If I had not had this office to be able to work from and have beautiful broadband, we're pushing about 8 megs right now to do two streams. 8 meg, 4 megs to YouTube, 4 megs to Wowza, and actually I'm pushing another 2 megs to live stream. So I'm using about 10 megs up to push the show out. If I had to work from the loft, oh man. Oh man. I'll be honest with you. You would have a very, very distraught, unhappy geek because the internet at the loft sucks. It sucks. I probably would have been on the hunt to rent a room in someone's house to be able to just get broadband. How many of you working from home have broadband enough to work effectively in your job? Or even more crazy, how many of you got the kids home playing Fortnite? The wife is doing her job. You're doing yours, and all of a sudden you're in the middle of a video conference with a client, and it chops and it stops and you can't talk to no one. How many of you have been in one of those? Because you don't have enough broadband at home. Maybe you don't have no more speed. Maybe you're tapped out. We're at work. You're good to go. You're at work 8 hours a day. Got high-speed broadband. No problem. But you come to the house and it sucks. I would have been in that situation had I not. I'd probably been working in my sister's laundromat, to be honest with you. That's probably where I'd been working. Hooked up a desk or something to be able to get good connectivity. That'd have been kind of weird. Doing my meetings from a laundromat. Or I had a LAN cable stretched into my car or something like that. And he's true. This old broadband thing, for those of us that live here in the United States of America, and I know many of you outside the United States have the same trouble, so, you know, but I'm just talking to to my fellow countrymen here. We need to demand of our elected officials. We need to demand of our local officials that they fix rural and muni broadband so that we all can get high-speed internet. Those of you that are in high-speed, you guys don't care. Come hang out at the loft for a week. And when you leave, I will convince you just through internet access that you need to fight for rural broadband and to be able to make it so that those of us, that everyone that is on slow connections can get high speed. It is a detriment to the America. It should be a national policy. It should be a national policy to fix this. It's in due order. We put a man on the moon. We can get rural America and the rest of the country wired up with broadband that is effective for everyone. He says the coronavirus pandemic has shown us that work is far done to ensure universal connectivity. Now more than ever, we see how necessary, robust, and affordable broadband is the future of education, employment, medical care, and commerce in America. Boom, boom. Probably the most profound thing I've heard someone say in the last month. So, yes, Senator Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, I agree with you. We need to fix this. He announced last year he would be introducing a new measure that would bolster FCC E-rate program with an additional $4 billion so schools and libraries with access to funds could purchase more Wi-Fi hotspots, routers, and modems to keep students connected during the pandemic. My local school district that I went to high school, elementary school, middle school at, has a whole bunch of Wi-Fis out to kids. And many of those kids are, even in the houses they're in today, cannot get enough Wi-Fi signal to do schoolwork because there's no broadband signal. Even via Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint, who's supposed to have the country covered, and yet they can get half a bar. It's criminal. It's criminal. We need to fix this. My God, I'm only 3 articles in and I'm already pissed off. How come we can't do this? How come each of us cannot pick up the phone or write a letter or do an email to our representative, tell them to fix this? Maybe this pandemic will finally wake people up a little bit. Boy, someone put a blood pressure cup on me. I bet you right now it's good. Any veins on top of my head yet popping out? Those of you that are watching, does it look all right? Some good news. Someone's saying, hear what happened at that scandal at the school? No, I haven't, Andrew. Fill me in or provide a link in the comment area. So, here's some good news from The Verge. Google app for helping kids improve reading skills is now available in 180 countries. It's called Read Along. Some kids don't like to read. I've got a 16-year-old. He hates reading. When I was, I could not write to save my life, and it's well known. You guys know that I'm not a good writer. Thank God for Grammarly and actually working at it over the years, and I've gotten much, much better. But I was a voracious reader when I was a teenager. I would come home from the library with as many books as I could check out, and I would go through them all and bring them back and swap them out. As a matter of fact, I ran my library out of most of the stuff I liked to read when I was a kid. And now there's no excuse. We've all got tablets. Most kids have tablets. And libraries will check tablets out for you. And if you have a phone, Google has an app called Read Along. Helps teach reading skills to elementary school students. Is available in 180 countries. Read Along uses Google's text-to-speech and speech recognition technology to provide feedback as kids work through the app's reading prompts and games. The app supports 9 languages, including English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Hindi. That's not nine. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Read Along first launch is an app called Bolo in India in March 2019. So, got kids at home? They're bored? Put them on this, especially if they're in elementary school. They're not reading. Give them something productive to do. So, good job on Google on this. Again, it's called Read Along. Comcast. what happened to the scandal in school? Okay, this goes back a ways for the where I was doing the Freedom of Information request. The gentleman that was accused of the okay, so for those of you who don't know, that haven't been here for a long time, and I'm that's interrupting the Comcast article. There was a music teacher who my sister's daughter observed some inappropriate stuff that was on a phone, took it to the school administration. And long story short, the music teacher was convicted and sentenced to 10 years for, I don't know if it was sexual assault, but basically relations with a minor. The principal resigned. The superintendent resigned. And everyone there is new administrators are in place. And some sweeping changes in the school. A few changes on the school board. And that has essentially resolved itself. So I haven't talked too much about it. I don't want to express an opinion on this because I'm back here in the town and don't want to really rub too many feathers because of my involvement. But to my satisfaction, things are the way they should be right now. Okay, so Comcast, first of all, my niece was not the victim. I'll just leave it at that. All right, she was not the victim, but she observed something on the victim's phone that started her and some other kids that started the ball rolling. And jail and resignations. It was a whole thing. Comcast resists calls to open home Wi-Fi hotspots, cites potential congestion. And again, and that was a couple of years ago, folks. So it's water underneath the bridge at this point. So Comcast's excuse simply does not add up, the three U.S. senators said. Comcast is basically saying, we don't want to open home Wi-Fi hotspots. It's going to cause congestion. So we've got all these kids at home. Some of them have no internet, but the neighbor does. So open up a hotspot, right? My business can open up a hotspot so that people can get on. I don't because of some of the sensitivity I have here on the internal network. I don't want to run the risk. My sister does. She has an open hotspot through the provider over there. I don't know if she gets a discount or not, but you know, people can get on their hotspot. But Comcast has resisted to open their home Wi-Fi hotspots. And of course, it's been praised for its pandemic response, which includes 2 free months of home internet service for new low-income subscribers, temporary suspension of its data cap, and making many of its hotspots free to the general public. But while Comcast opened up 1.5 million hotspots located at businesses that are closed in other public areas, there's another category of Comcast Wi-Fi hotspots still require Comcast login and subscriptions. Those are hotspots that are enabled by default on Xfinity routers used by home internet subscribers. And my understanding is your bandwidth is not affected, your personal bandwidth is not affected, but it does use the community bandwidth for that pop. So, but anyway, they won't open those up. And so they want to know why. And it's just for a temporary time to help these kids that don't have connectivity. We all know kids that don't have internet, right? Here in my town, there's not a lot of Wi-Fi hotspots. People just don't leave them open. My sister, because she runs a laundromat, has a Wi-Fi hotspot. And the password is not secret. It's posted on the wall. The laundromat business is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. People can walk in. They can see the hotspot. So I get security notifications because my camera looks over there. And oftentimes at 10 o'clock at night, cars will pull up. They won't go into the laundromat, but they're there just to use the internet. Because people don't have internet. So financial reasons, can't pay the bill, whatever. So I understand what they're trying to do there during this time. Actually, internet connectivity should be universal. Wi-Fi hotspots should be readily available through all cities where you can just get on. Pittsburgh Airport is the first in the United States to use UV cleaning robots. Okay, that's kind of cool. So they're the first airport to test the use of ultraviolet rays to scrub the coronavirus from surfaces. If effective, the UV cleaning robots could be a model for other ports as they plan to reopen to try to persuade people to travel again. Can you walk around when these things are running? I would think so. UVC light is the same technology New York City will start using sanitized subway systems. UVC rays are known to be effective at killing viral particles, including other coronaviruses like MERS. It's still unknown how effective they are against the virus that causes COVID-19. How do I get one of those for the office here? Even though I'm the only one here, I have one of those run up and down the hallway all day. Huawei. Oh, my God. A new rule, a U.S. rule, may let American companies work with Huawei on 5G. The Commerce Department is close to signing off on the new rule. So what is that rule? So the rule would let U.S. companies take part in next-generation network standard bodies along the controversial Chinese telecom, and it's under final review. Of course, this is where the bodies design on the protocols and everything else. It still requires approval from other agencies. It could get cut up in governmental bureaucracy, but it seems like a shift. The Commerce Department backlisted Huawei after the president May 2019 order that banned the company from U.S. communication networks. The U.S. has long alleged that Huawei and maker phones and network equipment maintains a tight relationship with the Chinese government. Do you guys still trust the Chinese? I've got people that I know that are highly, highly educated that are firmly believe the virus did not come from China. Oh, my goodness. Apple promotes accessibility tech with dedicated Apple Care team app curation. So I'm real big on accessibility. My team works heavily at it. We do lots of testing to make sure that we're accessible. And if we ever are made aware of a problem, it becomes a priority number one fix. So in honor of Global Accessibility Awareness Day, Apple this month will be featuring a host of apps and other services that help people with disabilities and make sure we're aware of any of what the technology is. The company's launched a dedicated Apple Care support team for people with disabilities. It's also extended its education discount to faculty, staff, and homeschoolers working with students of all grade levels who are enrolled in special education or assistive services at their schools. Well, that's interesting. And starting Tuesday, it will be highlighting accessibility apps, movies, and shows to bring awareness to people with disabilities. The new accessibility information comes as Apple and the rest of the world grapple with the COVID-19 epidemic. And so, of course, some people with disabilities may be, again, I'm not a doctor, this is according to the article, may be at a higher risk for getting sick, but they're also defending with issues related to lockdowns. People can't go to the normal therapy sessions to meet their special education teachers. Big, big issue. They may feel isolated or lack the services they normally require. The caregivers, many of whom are holding down full-time jobs or home, also become teachers for their children. So anyway, this is good. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control that estimates a quarter of Americans live with some sort of disability. So the steel in my back make me semi-disabled? The VA says a little bit. Sometimes my back feels like it's disabled, but I'm still working, still getting around. Hey, Microsoft offers bug hunters $100,000 to hack its Linux smart home software. So Microsoft wants to make sure Azure Sphere to be really secure foundation for Internet of Things devices like webcams and garage doors. So it's offering researchers up to $100,000 to find a way to break into the technology. Information and a link to that will be in the show notes. FTC has sent more than 120 warnings about false coronavirus treatments. Not surprising. If it sounds to be good to be true, it is too good to be true. So U.S. Federal Trade Commission recently sent 45 letters to companies that said were falsely advertising about product capabilities, bringing their total warning lending count to 120. Treatment marketed by these companies range from audio CDs of frequency to resist the coronavirus, high doses of intravenous vitamin C, Chinese herbs, acupuncture, chiropractic treatments, ozone therapy, bioelectric shields, HEPA air purifiers, UV light therapy, and others. The FTC, now I've got a really good HEPA air filter here that we talked about on this show. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I did buy a new filter for it. And it says it goes to 0.5 or something like 0.3 microns. So I don't know. But the company doesn't make any claims. Neither did I. But I did buy a new filter for it. I guess it keeps the dust down. So be sure to know how to protect yourself from coronavirus scams. Best VPN deals of 2020. Discount coupons for ExpressVPN. And a variety of other VPN networks that are out there. Link will be up in the show notes from androidcentral.com. Facebook is saying they're going to let most of their employees work from home through 2020. We may be facing some of that ourselves. We'll see. So this should not come as a surprise. They're going to start filtering in people like in July, but most of the workforce will stay at home. NBC's Peacock streaming service is coming to Xbox devices. When the services launches in July, you'll be able to stream it on your Xbox One S or Xbox One X. Now, they're also going to be working on the iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, Apple TV 4K. What else? I'm just irritated enough with some of the stuff. I am not going to. Someone's going to have to really convince me to pay these people $4.99 a month for their service. Although I did have somewhere in here some news about YouTube TV. Hey, best cheap Android TVs in 2020. I continue to really like, see, I've got one right here. What's it called? Well, it's a Roku TV by, what's the company? I've got the label. By TCL. Hey, for cheap, I'm going to be honest with you. You're looking for a TV for the kids' bedroom? These TCL Roku TVs, that's the way to go. They don't have a real high-resolution screen or nothing, but for bedroom TV, they're perfect. And they're reasonable. And I've got them spread through the office here as monitors for the show. Work pretty good. But best cheap TV Android TVs in 2020. It links up on Android Central. You can check them out. I'm not a big fan of the Hisense TVs, but that's some of the ones that are listed there. Hey, this new AT&T CEO, he said you're a moron if you don't use AT&T streaming services. Yeah, this guy actually said that. When pitching AT&T's new HBO, this is the new CEO. Remember, Randall Steffen just stepped down. But this new CEO, John Stankey, he doesn't seem to care for people too much, and he thinks that we're all idiots. Of course, a certain politician called us all idiots here a couple days ago with an open mic as well, but actually she's a fundraiser, and she had people tearing checks up. That's kind of funny. But when pitching AT&T's new HBO Max streaming platform, he told the audience that anyone unwilling to pay $15 a month for the service had a low IQ. At a town hall with HBO employees last year, Stankey said the network had to dramatically increase its programming output, comparing the work ahead to childbirth. Once when a Time Warner veteran criticized an idea during a meeting, Stankey replied, I know more about television than anybody. So if you are unwilling, if you're on AT&T's, their streaming platform, and you're unwilling to pay $15 for HBO, you have a low IQ. Uh-huh. That's an interesting CEO there that calls people stupid. It really is. Well, it's like a lot of television people right now. Hey, Apple's giving $10 million to COVID-19 testing company. It's part of Apple's Advanced Manufacturing Fund to support U.S. companies. They gave this to Copan Diagnostics, a company that produces COVID-19 test kits that's critical to monitor the spread of novel coronavirus. According to Apple's announcement, the funding will help Copan vastly scale its production of testing kits, expanding production of several thousand today to more than 1 million kits per week by early July. Apple is also helping Copan source and design new equipment for the company's new facility in California. So, established in 2017, Apple's Advanced Manufacturing Fund was $1 billion and later expanded to $5 billion. So they wrote a little rounding error check of $10 million for money they earned on interest. The FCC has fined Sinclair $48 million and refuses to revoke its broadcast license. So check this out. The FCC announced a penalty yesterday, saying the consent decree signed by Sinclair includes a fine and strict compliance plan to order close three open investigations, including one into Sinclair's action during its failed attempt to acquire Tribune Media Company. The FCC chair resisted calls to go further. So what did they do? I guess they were announcing, I read it here. Let me see if I can find it. Is basically they were reporting news. Something is news that was actually paid advertisement and not announcing it was an advertisement. No kidding. Who else is doing that? I think a lot of companies are doing that. Anything I advertise here is announced. Hey, Lyft will require drivers and passengers to wear face masks. No surprise there. Uber reported $2.9 billion quarterly loss during the pandemic. It was the company's biggest loss in three quarters. 2.9. Now, the company also reported $3.54 billion in revenues. Gross booking in its ride-hailing business fell 3%, while booking of its Uber Eats division were up more than 54%. Uber's ride-hailing business has plummeted as a result of widespread shutdown orders. The company announced this week it would lay off 3,700 full-time employees, about 14% of its work, plus another 400-plus employees from Uber's Jump Bike and Scooter division will also be laid off. Boy, that's one thing. It's fantastic. All those scooters are not laying in the ditches all over the place in these major cities. Now, what's even interesting, after they lost $2.9 billion, Uber shares were up after the CEO says ride volume is increasing again after the April bottom. Huh. Okay. But they did lose $1.70 per share. Rides were $10.87 billion, Eats was $4.68 billion. But their stock still went up, even though they lost all that money. It's a strange time we live in. Zoom and New York Attorney General agree on security improvements, and New York schools can now use Zoom again. And Zoom then announced that they acquired startup Keybase to offer end-to-end encryption. So that's going to come to anyone that's a paid customer of Zoom, which I am. And Zoom also made a change to their support system. Basically, if you have a free account, you're not getting support. That's going to be expected. If you are a paid user, the only person that can contact Zoom is the owner of the account, not someone that's using the account. So that makes sense kind of as well. So people are not happy about that, but that's life. Hey, we're on Geek News Central. Fortnite has now more than 350 million players. I've never played Fortnite. That's impressive. 350 million players. What is Fortnite? I guess I'm going to have to go on Twitch and watch a Fortnite game. I really am. Honestly, I have no idea what Fortnite is. This is a weird one, and I don't know really why it made news. And matter of fact, I'm going to kill it. If anybody's a fan of Alamo Draft, there'll be something in the show notes about it. Kirk, I killed that one. Sorry. Hey, U.S. senators ask Amazon why it keeps firing COVID-19 whistleblowers. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren sent a letter requesting more info. So, it was a group of 9 senators, including past presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders. It was Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. Oh, it sounds like all the Democratic presidential candidates sent. They don't like Amazon very much. So they want answers. In a statement provided to Engadget, an Amazon spokesperson said, these individuals were not terminated for talking public about working conditions or safety, but rather for violating often repeatedly policies such as intimidation, physical distancing, and more. We support every employee's right to criticize or protest their employer's working conditions, but that doesn't come with blanket immunity against any and all internal policies. We look forward to explaining in more detail our response to the senator's letter. So, okay. So we'll see. They don't like Amazon. I wonder if they still order stuff from Amazon. Samsung Pay is launching a debit card and new mobile money management platform. We've talked about this 100 times already in the show. Everyone is getting into the credit card and pay business. You know why? There's cash to be made. 2-3% on every transaction goes back to them as a transaction fee. They're making money. It's like printing cash. We are such slaves. We really, really are. CBS plans to overhaul all access with more shows and live sports. It's really true. We are slaves, aren't we, to a certain extent? But we love some of this stuff. A little contradictory, aren't I, at times? CBS plans to overhaul all access with more shows and live sports. What are they going to add here? Viacom, CBS expect major changes this summer, but some of the reform is starting now. All Access has added over 100 Paramount movies. Many of these are back catalog, like The Godfather Trilogy, Inconvenient Truth, Hours. It might be a weekend to watch The Godfather series. There's no mystery behind the strategy. Company wants All Access to be all-encompassing service with a catalog large enough to make it a foundational service. They got a long way to go. But I will say that I've kind of burned everything that I want to watch. I don't know. I'm just having a hard time finding stuff on Netflix. I went on Amazon Prime the other day, found a couple of things. Best monitors under $200 you can get right now. Ooh, be careful here. Because the eye strain of a bad monitor is worse than having an additional monitor. So they've got some reviews. Read them closely. I'm looking at the different ones they have. I've never, it doesn't look that good. So anyway, please read the reviews. If you're thinking of buying another monitor, $200 is not a lot for a secondary monitor, especially when your eyeballs are looking at the thing for 8 hours a day. Looking for a job? Apple, Amazon have thousands of jobs open as unemployment soars, but they're all hiring. They have like 2,000 open jobs for Apple. Now, you may have to move to California, which to me is a deal killer. You have a lot of good friends that work at Apple, but I could not live in California. Now, they've got offices other places, and they got a pretty good benefits plan for sure. So 33 million people out of work, though, I'm sure a lot of people will be willing to take anything at this point. iPhone SE 2020 versus the iPhone X. There's a comparison document here on CNET. Which one do you want to buy? I like the iPhone 10, iPhone X. Pretty nice phone compared to the iPhone SE 2020. You have to look there which one is better for the price. And there's some trade-offs between each. Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and more. Viacom channels coming to YouTube TV. Woo-hoo! I'm not an MTV fan. I don't watch comedy. Nickelodeon, don't have to worry about that. So, but still, more stuff coming to YouTube TV is good. So what else does it include? Some Smithsonian channel. That's a win. What else? MTV, BET, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon. Is this going to increase the price? Adult Swim, $5 price hack when that came on board, when TNT, TBS, CNN, True TV, and Cartoon Network came on. I didn't know there was an Adult Swim channel on YouTube TV. Discovery Channels. So again, they've had to raise the price as stuff has come on. So we'll keep an eye. That's what I'm using for my TV services, YouTube TV. It's being projected. The smartwatch shipments are growing 20% to 14 million in quarter one 2020. So people are still buying smartwatches out there. HP, Dell, and all those folks, they enjoyed a great quarter. Server sales went through the roof in the first 3 months of 2020, and I would think part of that is because they're ramping up data services, but I don't imagine that's going to continue. They bought the additional overhead that they need to get to. It's being announced that Virgin Media and O2 are announcing a £31 billion UK merger. That's right. In the UK, you guys are not worried about the euro no more. It's about the pound again. So £31 billion UK merger. So outstanding. Or $39 billion US dollar merger. No date on when that's going to go down. Nintendo Switch. My son has had to buy two because he lost one. Nintendo Switch sales hit $55.7 million as company grows annual revenue 9% to $12.31 billion. So that's pretty good. To date, Nintendo has sold, again, 55.7 billion Nintendo Switch and Switch Lite consoles. 20 million of those were sold in the past year. Operating profit was $3.31 billion, up 41% compared to $2.3 billion a year earlier. Net profit was $2.43 billion, up 33.5% with a $1.82 billion a year earlier. Strong year for Nintendo. Congratulations. Gaming continues to drive the market. YouTube's Music Explore tab is now out for Android and iOS users. It was designed to help you discover music. It's about the 56th or 67th or 84th app that helps us discover music. I just say, hey, whatever device is listening, Alexa, Siri, I'm just like, play me jazz or play me hard rock or play me whatever I'm in the mood for. That solves my simple needs. How about you guys? Google Authenticator gets its first update in years, finally lets you transfer accounts between devices. Fantastic. So I use the Google Authenticator quite a bit. It's nice to know that is a big jump and some adaption to newer phones. That's good news. So jump between devices, so you can pop across. Perfect, without having to go through a lot of pain. All right, last few articles tonight. These are some new ones I found, Kirk. The co-founder a speaker firm, Sonos, called out Spotify billionaire Dano Ek for criticizing Apple's closed system because Spotify is just as closed. So Sonos is having a hard time tapping into stuff in Spotify. He says, your system is really closed. You complain about Apple, your system is no better. I find it so ironic. I have a special love-hate relationship with Spotify from a business perspective. Square is launching an online checkout to take on PayPal. Oh, interesting. With billions around the people forced to adhere to lockdown social distancing, this has led to a sizable uptick in people buying things online. Whether this trend represents a permanent shift, probably. But with the entire retail industry facing significant headwinds, Square is making it easier. So how does this new system work? Sellers not already using Square can sign up for online checkout, and from the dashboard, they create a link up for any goods or services they want to accept payment for. This could be cake baking or online fitness class, and give the link a title and a corresponding dollar amount. From the dashboard, sellers can copy the link and paste into an email, WhatsApp message, Instagram bio, or anything else. People can just pay. Oh, nice. So definitely check this out. Stripe is another one, but I do like Square. I really, really do. They are another company out there that's shaking things up. All right. Hey, Rick, yeah, you listen to music the same way, my friend. You just call up the device and say, hey, play me such and such. Okay. All right. I think that's it. And I went, wow, really, really long. And also GoDaddy had a breach. They had an SSH access breach that happened a while back. I got that information from Peter. So basically, GoDaddy reported on Tuesday on an October data breach to California authorities, stating an unauthorized individual was able to access SSH accounts. It was a specific site, I guess. It was for what was the name? It was for escrow.com. Ooh, probably significant there. During the phone call, our security team learned that the route of the entry was a hacker that unaccessed our register's internal support system and was using it to make changes on escrow.com account, which I think led to a whole bunch of other hosting platforms as well. So anyway, we'll have try to get that link up in the show notes as well so that you can all read it. Definitely appreciate it. All right, we're going to get out of here. We're long. I do hope that I entertained you today. If I didn't piss you off too bad, definitely consider a donation here to the Insider at geeknesscentral.com/insider. And your $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25. Don't get scared. That $25 monthly donation is a great way to support the writing team, the rent, the lights, the insurance, the electricity and the gas here in the Geek News Central studio designed by Audimute.com. And we appreciate your loyalty to the show. Tell your friends and family members about it. If you got someone that knows I'm going to tweak them a little bit or trigger them, make sure you turn them on to the show as well. That's always fun to do. And, you know, we got to have a little fun during these times, don't you say? So anyway, everyone, thanks for being here. I'll see you on Monday. Everyone take care and be safe out there. And again, do what you will. Just stay 6 feet away from me. All right, take care, everyone. See you later. Bye-bye.